So we've got the next presentation coming up is on the latest developments in energy hedge and PPA agreements. Brandon Lobb will be speaking to us. He is a partner at Locke Lord in our Houston office. So he's getting the Bravery Award for driving in on I-10 and 71 last night. On a personal note, Brandon has also been a great mentor to me, and I appreciate all the time he spent explaining to me what the heck a hedge actually is. So, Brandon focuses his practice on energy transactions and corporate political compliance. Brandon regularly represents companies in many types of energy transactions, including PPAs from renewable generation sources, swaps and forward contracts with respect to energy commodities and derivatives, ISDA master agreements, NASB, EEI, and other master trading agreements for power, and a variety of structured energy transactions. He also regularly represents companies in the purchase or sale of energy to retail consumers in deregulated energy markets in the U.S. And I know that Brandon has also been very active in assisting clients with their energy transition initiatives. So, welcome, Brandon.
Thanks, Matt. Oh, which one? Okay. Do we have?
That one should be able to advance.
Let's go wherever we go here.
I think forward and backward.
Yeah. No?
Does the remote control the PowerPoint from up here?
Oh, hang on a second. The older I get, the more I got to figure out. Is it? Yeah.
Should be on. Try it now.
All right, says it's on.
Just one second.
Yeah, sorry about that. And I don't know if it's the Bravery Award or the Idiocy Award for driving in yesterday, but thank you. I mean, I can work it from here if you want me to. And this is only essential because I have to carry the entire 30 minutes, and this is, I'll give you the sideways as we go. This is like my children's nightmare. They have to listen to me drone on for 30 minutes, so I'll try to liven it up a little bit and not make it so perfectly horrible.
We're getting on the finance side first thing in the
morning.
There
we go. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. I'm going to sit down and do this if that's okay. Actually, you know what? I can stand over here. So when Matt asked if I would help out with this and said, "What are the latest developments?" I really thought back and said, "You know what? Let's look at, like anything else, let's let history be our guide." And so now this next slide makes me look like Nostradamus because as Winter Storm Mara is going on, what I want you to look at when you look at this slide is the litany of things that seem to repeat. And they are about every 3 to 5 years, we're going to have something that is going to stress your PPA. And so when you think about a PPA, you need to be thinking about it in the context of, I don't care what it is, it's going to be weather, it's going to be political action, and by political action, it could be, like I have in here, the current war going on in Ukraine to what the Saudis decided to do with respect to fracking. And so as I go through as I go through these topics, you're going to see a number of the things that I come through and what we're going to talk about is I look at a black swan event, and I don't know that you can really say they're black swan events anymore because they're going to happen with familiarity and with frequency. And so one of the things I always try to do is when I'm talking to my clients, whether I'm on the buy side, I'm on the sell side, and that means an offtaker, I'm on the developer side, you have to be thinking through what's going to happen across the 7 to 20 year range that you have your PPA, and how is it going to be stressed, and what's going to happen. So what we're going to do is, as we go through, I really want to think through and have a conversation about what is going to happen, what are these things going to do? They're going to be, how are they going to be stressed, and how can you be thinking through a couple of different tips and tactics that we've used to be able to help you weather that storm, bad analogy today, but weather that storm. And so I will say the other thing to think through is the last comment that was made by the last panel, I would say that doesn't just go for joint development agreements. I think it's wise counsel. Anytime you're getting into any type of agreement, relationship, anything that's going to have a multi-year term, right? That's not just a, hey, we sold, we closed. What do the indemnities say if there was a breach of a rep or whatever? These are living documents you're going to have for 27 to 20 years.